Donegal has a set of unique circumstances that we should be allowing people where they want to build on their own lands, be that a house or a place of employment, that they should be permitted where possible. I'm not saying everything should be permitted, but that the council and their policies are making it more difficult for graduates, for instance, to return back to Donegal, something that I have a major problem with, and also for people to build one-off rural houses on their own lands. I have an opportunity now until the 1st of September to voice their concerns and to say what they want to see in the plan, and that will assist us as councillors then in convincing the executive that we should have a more rational, even level approach in the development plan, something that I would welcome very much.
As you say, the public consultation period has been extended until September the 1st, but there is that concern there that people just aren't taking part in it. Is it fair to say?
Very fair to say, and I think the difficulty with it is that the development plan document is of such a technical nature that it's very hard for somebody to sit down and to read it. If members of the public make contact with the councillors, at least they can find out answers to questions and find out where people will be permitted to build, and if needs be, then they can make a submission. And I believe that Donegal County Council are going down what I would term a dangerous path, because it's going to mean that we're going to have larger towns, a smaller number of larger towns, and the rest of our county will be decimated. And I particularly fear for the future of schools, post offices, garda stations in rural Donegal, because of the policies which we are proposing to implement within our county development plan. And people need to energise themselves and to make submissions, because if they don't, what will actually happen is that these policies will be in place and it's too late then to try and change them when they're actually enforced.